Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada. That was Basha Bulat, an original, unique, and charming artist who graced the stages of Bee des Betteraves over in Frelisburg on February 13th. She's currently on tour within Quebec and soon off to Poland with her new album, Basha's Palace. We have a feature interview for you here with this amazing artist who just pulls out all kinds of enchanting and unique instruments, such as the one you just heard, the hammered harp. Much more to discover and savor with Basha Bulat here for you now.
Hi, Basha. How nice to meet you, virtually, albeit.
Yes, thank you for having me, and great to meet you, and great to be on your show.
I'm so excited. So you're here on 99.1. It's our community radio station, and you're gracing the townships. You're on tour, which is so awesome. And I'm joining you right now at Bee des Betteraves.
Yes, this is a beautiful spot. The drive-in today was gorgeous. And I'm just looking at every house going like, oh, I wonder what it looks like inside and who lives here. And if they'll let me sit by their fire, it smells so good, all the wood burning fires.
Well, I'm sure as soon as they meet you, they'd be opening the door. So happy to have you out here.
Thank you. It's so idyllic. I love it.
Well, you're touring a new album called Basha's Palace all over Quebec. Mm-hmm. What's the significance behind the title?
It's a bit of a cheeky title because I don't have a palace, obviously. I wrote it and recorded it mostly in my like very groovy 1970s basement that I inherited with my apartment when I moved in, and a little bit in my jam space in my studio. But a lot of it in the basement because my daughters were babies when I was writing and recording, and I just needed to do it all in headphones while in the like middle of the night when they're sleeping at all these kind of ungodly hours that I needed to just get things done and also like escape a little bit.
Absolutely.
And because they're little and they love magic and this idea of myths and, you know, just all things kind of, I guess you could say, not royal in the real world, but more like, you know, pony princess sort of things. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make my own version of this.
Your
like
own
soundtrack.
Chateau.
Yeah,
awesome.
My own version of the soundtrack to this kind of like fun, you know, we're always making little crowns, flower crowns, paper crowns and things like that. So it's kind of like a soundtrack to all of that. And it's also like it's just a fun, kind of a fun expression because it is so cheeky.
And I was reading, I didn't want to read too much into other interviews you'd had because I wanted a fresh, kind of a fresh take with you, but
yeah.
I was reading like motherhood, video games, and Polish music fed into this.
Yeah, big time. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, so you know the thing is once I became a mother, I just kind of started getting not only inspired by like watching my kids, but it just brings back a lot of memories from your own childhood. I'm of Polish descendant. I'm the first one born in Canada, so naturally I was kind of going to the music of my parents. That really influenced, like, you know, the soundtrack of my childhood
right. And
my youth, as well as the music of the video games that I was kind of revisiting also in the wee hours of the morning. I didn't really want to get into like TV shows and Netflix and stuff like that. So I just kind of, for some reason, went back into the, you know, the classics, Legend of Zelda, Dragon Warrior. Yeah. Well, and a lot of them were really like these kind of like also games of magic. I realized I was a lot like my kids where I was really obsessed with, you know, Zelda or Dragon Warrior and all these different palace kind of almost like fun, reimaginings of like Arthurian legends and stuff as
Fantastical.
interpret. Yeah, fantastical, you know, Final
Nice.
Fantasy. Yeah, so just things like that that I was like, okay, I see where how can I play with these sounds and make them feel like me?
Well, your music in this album, I find it, and the videos, like it's playful and charming and colorful. Is that your essence, or is it this piece of work?
That's a really good question. Hard to know if you can define. You're always trying to capture something that feels authentic, let's say, when you're doing a music video, because you're trying to, but you're also trying to represent the music. So you're trying to do something that does both. And we contain multitudes. Certainly on this album, there's like a lot of light, and there is like, you know, there's the family stories that you love to tell, and then there's the family stories that are almost like the photograph that fell out behind, you know, tucked in behind all the others. You're like, well, what's this story about? And then everyone's like, you know, we don't talk about Bruno, kind of thing. So there's plenty of that on the record too. And I think there, yeah, I'm always trying to strike that balance between light and shadow, and even in all my songs, like throughout all my career.
And you grew up in a home where there was lots of music. Like your mom was a music teacher, I read.
When I was a kid, she was teaching music. She went for something like a little bit more 9 to 5 when we started kind of getting older. Yeah, I wanted to just be, that's my earliest memories, wanting to be just like her and playing the piano. And it's very surreal to see my children doing the same thing. They don't even let me sing at home. I'm not, no, mama. Oh, you don't say me. It's my turn.
Oh,
It's my
excuse
turn.
me.
No sing.
Okay.
It's my show.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's like reliving your own childhood through your kids or those fresh eyes where there's magic that's still, happening.
Well, I realized, and I think a lot of people do, whether or not you have children or not, but whenever you spend time in the presence of younger people, is that that child never leaves. We have that child in us forever. We're still there, and that's really like, if we're going to talk about like the essence, that is the essence of who we are. That's like the first expression, that curiosity, those eyes that are seeing everything for the first time. We can all do that, no matter like where, what stage, or what kind of like life we lead. So yeah, I was really kind of in that mode a lot.
So there's a song that jumped out to me that I really love, and it pulls into your Polish heritage, which is the disco polo. Can you tell us a bit about that? And in the video, seeing women of a certain age that you don't see like highlighted on stage as much as we should. I loved it.
Thank you. I'm very, very proud of this video. I really love this video. So my mother taught piano, was a classical musician, and loves folk music and poetry, and that's the side of her that I inherited for my musical heritage. And my dad's side, he was really he liked to think he was highbrow, but his favorite music was called disco polo, which really does sound like everything like you imagine it sounds like, and then some. And I truly loathed this music when I was a young child. I hated it, and I was quite embarrassed by it. And after he passed, I started looking for him in all those songs, and I really started to be charmed by it and see the value of it. It's the music that everybody will say they hate it, but they're playing it at the wedding and they're dancing. And that's the music that your grandmother and your auntie and your uncle are coming onto the dance floor, and they're like tearing it up, and they're showing the young ones how it's done. And like, you know, the shots of vodka just keep coming. And it's how it's a lot of memories are made to this music, even if some of it is so deeply cheesy. And I just came to truly appreciate it for what it actually was in my life and is in my life. And yeah, I just wanted to make a music video that kind of reflected something that like spoke to that. And we found these, we got so lucky. The director, Noreen Rosenthal, she's also a dancer, and she was able to reach these three legendary dancers, like in the Quebec, like ballet and modern dance scene, a few of whom are still performing and making work and choreography. And so it was like such an honor, because this is the kind of path I want to have as an artist, is to just be able to keep doing it. And we had some very beautiful talks, because yeah, I have been very touched about how many people feel moved by the statement, because yes, we are, you know, it's less common to see, you know, women looking beautiful, dancing, you know, into their 80s, and like,
exactly.
So and just to know, like, actually, this isn't like a rarity. This is like, you can continue doing art. I want to just do it for my daughters as well, to show, like, this is how you make your life into art. This is how you never stop living art in your life. And so this is kind of what I was trying to do with this. And also because disco polo is such a macho kind of genre, I wanted to have, you know, the like choreography. It's like almost like a TikTok dance. Like, there's like these funny moves that the ladies are doing, and I just adore them. And they were so inspiring to me. It's like, I want to be them when I grow up.
It came through, and that there's an age and space for everyone, and beauty is timeless. You captured it.
It really is.
Awesome.
Thank you. The team did a great job. I'm so happy you felt it too. That's
good.
Awesome.
Good. So can I do a little rapid fire?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So who was your favorite artist as a kid, if you had one?
Oh God, that's too rough. I had so many. Oh, favorite artist as a kid, like musical artist?
Sure, yeah.
Maybe it was, well, when I was a kid, you know, like I was saying, my mom's favorite music was classical, my dad's favorite music was disco polo. So the only thing that we could agree on was the oldies radio. That was the only thing that kept the peace in the house.
Okay.
So I was listening to a lot of Beach Boys, Sam Cooke, Motown, Stax. Like, I didn't really think of them as, I didn't think of artists as singular entities. I was really into songs, you know, as a very young child. And then I was also playing classical music, so I was really into like certain pieces a lot. I would play over and over and over. And then when I got older, like the first things I got were like a Whitney Houston CD.
Oh, wow.
As well as a Green Day CD.
Okay.
The first Green Day album. And yeah, it just started to get to be a mix, like, as I got older and older. But I was, like, as in my teenage years, I started kind of like obviously exploring music of my own time.
Yeah,
that's not a very rapid fire answer to your question.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Okay, another one. I've got one here. Sweet or salty?
That's not fair.
Oh,
I like the combination of both together.
Okay, you're a full,
you know, like a chocolate
mosaic.
Chip cookie with salt on top. That's like,
okay, nice.
I don't know why I can't cut anyone out.
That's okay. Vintage or new? Do you prefer to buy a vintage piece, like to find
vintage,
a treasure?
Definitely.
I see that. I read you had a panache for vintage hats.
And also I just like secondhand a lot. I love feeling the history of things. I think fashion is an incredible also art form, and people innovate and do incredible things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Sometimes it's the same with instruments. I love feeling like sometimes you just pick up something and you feel a story, and then you don't realize what it's even supposed to be for. Mm. And it comes to you later, or, you know, there's something about it that, yeah, I'm going to go vintage.
Nice. Okay. And what is your go-to instrument that you compose with?
Also not fair, because I picked it's like, you'll see on stage, anybody coming to the show today will see on stage, there's just a lot of stuff. When you're saying it's like a mosaic, it's like, it's a lot of stuff on stage, and that's kind of what the basement in Vasha's palace really is. It's just this mess of stuff everywhere, instruments and lamps and carpets, and
I can't wait,
you know, it's very fun. I didn't bring all the carpets and lamps to Vida Rav, but we brought all the instruments, we brought a lot of them, so we're gonna smoosh it all on the stage. Yeah, it's
perfect. Okay, if we could leave listeners with a track that I'll feature at the end of our interview, is there one that you'd like to highlight?
I think it'd be fun to play, oh, well, you know, we might as well play disco polo, because that's what we were kind of talking about. And it really does kind of have a lot of this mix of all the stuff that's going to be on stage.
Brilliant. Okay. Yeah. Well, I wish you an awesome concert and a great rest of your tour. And I can't wait to meet you in person. And thank you for lighting up our lives with your sonic landscape.
Oh, thank you so much. I know your listeners are going to go straight to YouTube and search disco polo. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, and you're welcome in advance. So
fair enough. It's gorgeous. Thank you, Vasha. See you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, perhaps you are well aware and well versed in disco polo. We've got a little sampling for you here and now, and you can find this track off of Vasha's Palace,
that was released February 2025 and is being toured as we speak. Have a listen and enjoy.
I still remember the feeling when I lit our old house long time ago now. Mama would play us guitar, Papa had his disco, disco polo. And I remember when every now and then I had to close my eyes and the song would end. The nights the radio was burning out, the days and nightmares would come around. Then I'd sing to the birds at my window, and I found a way out, flying high now. No prayers and no love songs could stop me flying. No prayers and no love songs. The radio's burning out, the days and nightmares will come around. I remember when every now and then had to close my eyes and the song would end. The nights the radio was too loud, the days and nightmares will come around. When will the good times be back again? If they never will, maybe they never will. Am I praying or am I listening? I remember every now and then.
I'm a newfound fan of Disco Polo. That was Basha Bulat off her new album, Basha's Palace. A shout out to her band, who was at Beat and Betrave, Josh Toll on bass and vocals, Woody Woodley on percussion and electronics and vocals, and her sweetie, her husband, Andrew Woods, who is on guitars, synths, and vocals. Thank you so much to Beat and Betrave for hosting this awesome event and offering a media pass to myself for CIDI so we could bring this to you. And as mentioned, they have one more date on their tour, which lands in the Eastern Townships at the Maison de la Culture de Waterloo, and that is on February the 28th. So a Saturday, and I believe there are still tickets available, but I wouldn't wait. It is a show that you don't want to miss. And then they're off to Poland. So we wish them safe travels and a wonderful rest of their tour. And also a thank you to Secret City Records, their label, and as well Catherine Poirier of Nat Corbeil, who made the arrangements for this feature interview. I'm Holly Bailey for the Township's Daily News Bits, and we thank the local journalism initiative funded by the Government of Canada that allows us to bring you our local voice and beam it out to you so we can all share, connect, and enjoy.